Anti-Christian sentiment stirs in India, but the church is standing strong. Africa's visionary farmers plant for an eternal future, and missionary teams are facing difficult times in Zimbabwe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The unprecedented attacks on Christians in India continues. These attacks are having an impact on Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says its president, Dave Stravers. Stravers says their literacy training classes have been targeted by radical Hindus. He says one of their literacy trainers was raped.
Many people in her class had come to Christ, and the gospel was getting a good reputation. In other places, we've had extremists go door to door and tell the students to stop going to that class.
With high illiteracy rates, the program's popular. Stravers says the one-year course helps people attain a fifth-grade reading level.
Because our materials are scripture-based, they learn the stories of creation, fall, the life of Jesus, and, of course, the gospel. And our experience is about 40% of the class participants become Christians.
20,000 people are on the waiting list. $60 covers a full year of study for one student. Go to our website to contribute. Next, Cure International is helping to reduce the maternal and infant mortality rates in Afghanistan. They've instituted a medical training and treatment fellowship program, qualifying Afghan doctors with the most modern knowledge and techniques. The medical director of Cure Kabul International Hospital says the doctors enthusiastically embrace the program. Cure also incorporates a faith component in a culturally relevant and sensitive way. You're listening to Mission Network News. A learning exchange program has helped Tanzanian farmers learn from farmers in Zambia. Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee Steve Mishmerheisen says they're partnering with a group that's teaching the concept of water harvesting.
If we can retain the water in the soil by adding organic matter, which is going to hold water in the soil, stopping the flow of the water across the top of the soil, then we're going to be able to have that water available for a longer period of time throughout the growing year.
Not a bad idea considering this region's prone to food shortages. Is it successful?
Farmers work with a 100-kilo bag of grain as their measure. And they used to harvest 2 bags of grain per acre, but now they're up to 20. This has proven to be a very effective method of enriching the soil and trapping the water and making those two things available to the crop the entire year while it's growing.
Mishmerheisen says with Christians partnering, they can eventually share the simplicity of their faith.
Their lives are very together with their land and with their faith, and we're working with them to improve their life so that they would have a more full life, a life more abundant, and that is what Christ said that we would have in him.
Elsewhere, Teen Missions International Outreach in Zimbabwe is facing significant challenge. Due to the economic situation, it's difficult to travel. There's no food and no fuel. However, the school is running well with 11 students. The team says they've learned that they need to teach people the gospel as well as survival skills and literacy. Training camps are growing. Participants learn construction, evangelism, and Bible. Go to our website for more information. And a new ministry is delving into college campuses around the world. Ambassadors for Christ, a partner of Sammy Tippett Ministries, will be heading to 3 countries this summer to do discipleship training. Dave Tippett says,
but our heart is really to help the local leadership there, the local young people, to catch a vision for the culture around them and for the people around them. And so our main thrust is to train them to reach out to the community and have the eyes and the heart of Christ.
2 weeks of 16-hour days will include prayer, teaching, discussion, and fellowship. There are already plans for future trips.
Because this is a new initiative, there's just so many different aspects that we need prayer. And next year, we're going to 3 different African countries, war-torn countries, and going to experiment in those places.
Pray that God would raise up youth who are passionate about Christ and will use their gifts to serve the hurting around the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, Stories of Little Superstars in the Bible that had a big impact on their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. This is the last day. I'm Greg Yoder.